now speaks. People have been ingrained to think and speak a certain way, and it just sometimes just comes rushing out of their mouths without them thinking. Use this to pull some people out of the hood, talking about basketball players. You know, they recruit people from a variety of places, and they won that basketball championship fair and square because their players were just better than everybody else. How about that? Anyway, coming up and coming at you here on the Ham Camp, we've got more great music after Pleasant Green Baptist Church. I hope that you'll stay tuned, and I hope that you'll get with today's Bible Jeopardy clue from the category Objects for 800 points. Jude reminds his readers of what Old Testament story. Is it the flood? Is it Daniel in the lion's den? Is it the Exodus out of Egypt? Or is it David and Goliath? As soon as you find the answer, put what is in front of your response and call me at 318-484-2500 as the Ham Camp continues.
The unstoppable wait, unstoppable wait.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Yeah. Thank you, Sister Sylvia. Appreciate it. We won't be long, but you have your Bibles. Again, been a year since we hadn't opened this church. And this church really has not missed a beat. There may be some who may disagree, but from my standpoint, it hadn't missed a beat. We're still progressing, we're still doing what we want to do. As I know the Lord is with this church. We're going to do greater now since hopefully and prayerfully that God will calm some of this stomach. That we've been in for 365 days. A straight storm. And we're not out of it yet. We're still in it. But we're just coming out, seeing the rays of the sunshine. And telling the Lord, thank you. How he pulls us on through. So when we look back over our life and see how God has blessed us, you ought to walk in the church shouting without doubt. You ought to come to church with holy hand lifting up the name of Jesus, because he's been good just to you and to you and to you and only you and me. Can we have our Bibles? We won't be long.
Yes.
Matthew. Verse. God has been so richly good, y'all. Ever since Sister Obey died, my ankle had been so swollen I could almost get a shoe on. Now it's gotten so small, look like the shoe has gotten too big. Tell me God can't work it out. Tell me what God can't do. Fluid built up in my foot, or feet, and now the shoes have got too big. God is something else. Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Let's just talk simply, briefly, on this morning about the cry of a champion. The cry of a champion. Cry if you're sitting about 6 feet, 8 feet from somebody, just look at them and say, no pain, no gain. Mothers can tell children and fathers that there is pain in gaining a child. And when there's no pain, there is no gain. In this life, you're gonna have to go through some pain-issued experiences. I mean, excruciating, painful situation. In this life, some that you love the most will hurt you the worst. Come go with me here. I ain't talking about something I heard about. I'm telling you something I have lived through. Those that you work for,
yes, sir,
would be the ones who would take the gat dagger and place it in your back. But this is all about spiritual maturity, where you are learning how to take the pain and allow it to become your gain. Even on your own occupation or at your occupation, there are some there that don't even want you there. It will send you through all kinds of ups and downs. Because everyone there trying to feed their family. But Satan is always trying to afflict you and affect you. Satan is always trying to inflict you and affect you to get you to turn away from the Jesus who resurrected you. The God who resurrected you, Satan wants you to turn your back on him and put your eyes on him. And the only thing he can do for you is leave you. Have you ever been stranded? No. I mean, there's nobody to call. Your pocket's empty. And you got money in the bank, but none with you. You just stranded. Satan has devised a plan to try to have every believer to feel stranded. Pastor Randall and I, we were talking just the other day. Say, Reverend, you know, they don't sing about the blood no more. There are not many songs that encompasses the blood. Because it's too gruesome. It has no pleasure. But somebody in the house got to know that it's the blood that's keeping us living from day. It's the blood, y'all. now that has covered us in every way. It's the blood, y'all, that has brought us from there to here. And if we're going to get to glory, it's going to be because the blood, y'all, has carried me. Man has somehow reduced the power of God. Don't you know that Jesus' death certificate became our birth certificate? When he died, we were born.
Amen.
He took our sin and gave us his righteousness. So when he came and died, now man is able to live. There's none other name I know that has the power and the sweetness than the name of Jesus. Every day with Jesus, sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Just the name of Jesus. Stop tears from flowing, Jesus. The cry of a champion. All of us in here, I do believe, have cried. I do believe all of us in here have cried more than one time. And I do believe that some of us, when we cry, when the crying was over, we became stronger. Do I have a witness in the house? Just like today. I can tell you I had a breakdown. I broke down. I talked to my mother. I just really broke down. Just come out of nowhere. Just break down. Just slap on the floor, break down. But I can tell you, that was strength. Every champion has to cry. Because they go through some things that's excruciating, and they have to cry some time. And on this Christian journey, y'all, preacher brothers, you're going to have to cry sometime. Deacon brothers, you're going to have to cry sometime. Sisters, you're going to have to cry sometime. Choir, you're going to have to cry sometime. Musicians, sometime, tears going to have to fall and hit the instrument. Like tears fall and just hit the Bible. But oh, but don't just let it be just tears. Because God knows how to take tears and make them joyous tears. That's just a joy in knowing who the Lord really is. And because we have to cry sometimes, then we have to go on and acknowledge about the one who's able to wipe all tears away. How did you make it, baby? Somebody can say, Reverend, it was by the grace. How did you pull through? It was by the grace. How did you make it, baby? It was by the grace of God that brought me through. When I was down and out, the grace of God just covered me.